بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best day on which the sun rose is Friday. From the entire week, the best day upon which the sun rose is Yawmul Jumu'ah, Friday. Fihi khuliqa Adam, it was on this day that Adam alayhi salatu salam was created. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu salam on a Friday. Wafihi udkhil al-jannah, it was on Friday that he was admitted into paradise. Wafihi ukhrija minha, it was Friday when Adam alayhi salatu salam was removed from Jannah as well. There is another narration that says that Qiyamah will take place also on a Friday. Which Friday? Allah knows best. So Qiyamah will also take place on a Friday. Adam alayhi salam was created on a Friday. He was entered into Jannah on a Friday. Removed from Jannah on a Friday. Qiyamah takes place on a Friday. Another narration says, on a Friday there is a certain hour. The Arabic word is sa'ah. There is a certain time in which if a person makes dua, man or woman makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has kept that hour a time of acceptance. Whatever dua he makes, Allah will answer his dua. Here again, this sa'ah, this time, different narrations have been mentioned, but it's not specified exactly which time it is. According to majority of the ulama, from various ahadith, they say it is the time just before Maghrib, after Asr, before Maghrib on a Friday. And that is why we keep on mentioning Friday, before sunset, we should engage in dua, because it is a time for the acceptance of dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنب الكبائر. Rasulullah said, the five daily salats, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and one Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah, and one Ramadan till the next Ramadan. So one fard salat, Fajr till Zuhr, Zuhr till Asr. So one salat time till the next. One Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah. One Ramadan till the following Ramadan. These are all atonements for the time between them, provided the major sins are abstained from. Ulama explain, all the person's minor sins are forgiven by these good deeds. You read Fajr namaz, and then you read Zuhr namaz. In between, all your minor sins are forgiven when you read these two salat. Then Zuhr till Asr, Asr till Maghrib, Maghrib till Isha. One Ramadan, from this one Jumu'ah, from today till next Jumu'ah. From this Ramadan to next Ramadan. All the minor sins are forgiven just by doing these, performing these good deeds. And of course, for major sins, one has to make sincere tawbah and istighfar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that he heard Rasulullah s.a.w. saying, and also Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, both of them heard Rasulullah s.a.w. saying, and they say, while sitting on his mimbar, people should most definitely stop abandoning the Jumu'ah salah, or else Allah will seal their hearts and they will most certainly be included amongst the ghafileen, the heedless people. So this is a warning against those people who are negligent regarding Jumu'ah Salah. Those who don't read the Jumu'ah Salah, Allah will seal their hearts. And Allah Ta'ala will make them be amongst those who are heedless of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala protect us. In Arabic the word that comes, لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Khatam means a seal. If your heart is sealed, then no haqq will penetrate. Iman, the nur of Iman won't penetrate. So there's great likelihood of this person leaving the fold of Islam. Allah Ta'ala protect us. The day of Jummah has got many virtues. The day of Jummah, as we mentioned already, it is the best day of the week. It's known as Sayyidul Ayyam. In one hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, or he says, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, from all the months, Allah chose Ramadan to be the best of months. And from all the days of the week, Allah Ta'ala chose Jumu'ah to be the best day of the week. And then also in Jumu'ah, we find that Salatul Jumu'ah is also there. Instead of Zuhr, you are reading Salatul Jumu'ah. It is such a gathering, which is the largest gathering in the week for the Musallis, for coming to the masjid and praying together. There is the largest gathering in the week for namaz. Then we mentioned there is a time in Jumu'ah where du'as are accepted. Then some ulama have mentioned from some riwayat that sadaqah, charity that is given on a Friday, the virtue of it compared to charity being given in the other days of the week is just like when a person gives sadaqah and charity in Ramadan compared to the other months out of Ramadan, or compared to the other months of the year. So when a person gives charity in Ramadan, he gets more sawab than giving charity out of Ramadan. Like that Friday, if a person gives charity, he gets more sawab than the remaining of the week. Of course, it doesn't mean you shouldn't give the rest of the week, but Friday you should give more. Then also it is on a Friday in which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will manifest Himself in Jannah for the believers in Jannah. Also it is known as the day of Eid for a believer. And it recurs every week. It's the day of Eid. Then, as I mentioned, one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, it is an atonement for the person's minor sins. A person who walks and comes for Jumu'ah Salah, for every step he takes, he gets a sawab of 1 year's ibadat and 1 year's fasting. Subhanallah. Person who comes walking for Jumu'ah Salah, for every step he takes, 1 year's ibadat and 1 year's roza sawab he gets. Jahannam is kindled, the fire of Jahannam is kindled every day of the week besides Friday. Allah Ta'ala has kept the azmat of Friday. On Friday, Allah does not kindle the fire of Jahannam. A person who passes away on a Friday, he is protected from the azab of the qabr. Such a great favor. Even Ramadan, a person who passes away in Ramadan, or on a Friday during the day, or the night. In other words, Thursday night from Maghrib, that is the Friday night. So whoever passes away on a Friday, Allah protects him from azab of the qabr. So there is some type of glad tidings to this person. Inshallah, if he saved from azab of qabr, Allah will save him from azab of Jahannam. May Allah give us more than Friday. The a'mal of Friday, we should take ghusl. It's not compulsory, but it is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In previous times, because they should wear clothing made of wool, and they should come from very distant places, they should be walking and coming, and because of the perspiration, it used to cause some taklif and inconvenience to the people because of the large crowd. Rasulullah then therefore said that they should make ghusl and come. And if a person cannot make ghusl, then of course wuzu suffices. And Rasulullah had given great encouragement for a person to take ghusl on a Friday, complete ghusl, and he should apply oil, he should apply itar, and he should wear neat clothes, not necessarily new clothes, clean clothing, and come early to the masjid. There are groups that come to the masjid. The very first group, not the first person, the first jamaat. In other words, those who come in the early hours of Friday for Jumu'ah Salat, they get the sawab of sacrificing a camel. Second group that comes, they get the sawab of sacrificing a cow. Third group, sacrificing a goat. And fourth, those who come towards the end, they get the sawab of giving an egg in charity. There are riwayats that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept on every door of the masjid angels. In one narration is mentioned they've got aqlam in noor, pens of noor, scrolls, registers of noor, and they write, they take a roll call, a register. They mark all those who are entering the masjid. They're standing by the door from early in the morning. And as the people come in, they actually record our names. until the Imam stands up for the khutbah. And when he goes into the mimbar and he sits in the khutbah, they close the register and they come yastami'una dhikr. They also come to listen to the khutbah. In other words, anybody who comes after that, he is not recorded in their registers as being present in Jumu'ah. Therefore, it is imperative. We find so many times, we are giving the khutbah, and we're looking outside, youngsters are smoking outside, they're standing outside, they come in just when salat is about to begin. This is incorrect. You should come in before the khutbah. So it is important that we be present. In fact, in one narration it is mentioned, and as they are closing the register, or they close the register, the angels also worry. Certain person, ma habasa fulan, what has kept him back? Why isn't he here today? Ya Allah, if he's sick, give him shifa. Ya Allah, if he's lost, quickly guide him and make him attend the Jumu'ah Salah. The angels make dua for us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. So these are the a'mal of Jumu'ah. We should purify ourselves, come early. Durood Sharif in abundance. Last week Friday we explained the significance of Durood Sharif. On a Friday one should increase his Durood Sharif. Then we have Suratul Kahf, very important, the 15 juz. We should make it a habit. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, specifically for the one who recites Suratul Kahf on a Friday. Then between this Friday and the next Friday will be noor for him. Now we may not see that noor, but that is the noor that assists us against sins and against all evil. Then there are various other benefits of Suratul Kahf on the day of Qiyamah. From his feet right till the sky, there will be noor for him. And the greatest or one of the biggest benefits of reciting Surah Kahf is a person will be protected from Dajjal. Will be protected from, if Dajjal has to emerge that week, if we recite Surah Kahf today, and say for argument's sake, Dajjal appears tomorrow, according to the hadith of Rasulullah, we will be protected from the tricks and ploys of Dajjal. What a great benefit it is. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. These are the few important things of Jumu'ah. Today is Jumu'ah. Increase our Durood Sharif, Suratul Kahf. And we should try and attend the Jumu'ah Salat early as possible. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.